Philip Saint-Poupier, Dr. D. Surgeon Care. Today's date is 04/15/2024. Dictation is for Dawn Westmoreland. Westmoreland spells W-E-S-T-M-O-R-E-L-A-N-D. Dawn spells D-A-W-N. Date of birth is 12/28/1972. This is a 51-year-old female. With air pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 3 days, comma. She said she's a flight attendant and did a lot of flying recently, except for a last trip to Washington where she said her ears became clogged and she's unable to clear it. She says she's taken many antihistamine that she usually takes whenever she gets like this from flying, but none works. Stated she came in because of increased pain, which she rates 6/10. And both ears worse than the left. She denies trauma. Next paragraph, review system. She denies chills, myalgia. Next line, she says she can smell and taste her food. Next line, she denies increased temperature. Next line, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, she denies myalgia or chills, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Medication, none. Allergies, none. Social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, family history, cancer and asthma. Next paragraph, a physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 120 over 83. Pulse 80, respiration 18. Temperature 97.2. Period. Next paragraph. Ear, left ear. Bulging TM with effusion. Effusion appears purulent. TM is erythematous. Light reflex is dull. No tragal tug, no mastoid tenderness. Next paragraph, nose, mild discharge, congested. The next paragraph, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No erythema, no edema, no exudate. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerve sutin is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is left otitis media with effusion. Assessment number 2, bilateral ear pain. Assessment number 3, rhinitis. Assessment number 4, a cough. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following injections in the clinic today. 1, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. 2, rocephin 1 gram IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 15 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports no signs and symptoms of side effects from the medication. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. It says she has none. She's comfortable with being discharged. Patient was placed on work restrictions not to fly, at least for the next week or so. The restrictions was given to patient written. She can go back to work on the 22nd of this month. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. Says she has none. She was sent home with Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO in the morning for 10 days, number 10. And she was given samples of Rivent, 6 milligrams. She will take 1 PO BID. She will call us back to see if this medication works for her compared to the rest that she has already used. And if she wants some more, we will send it directly to her home. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. End of dictation.